Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on safeguarding national interests amidst US 50% tariff. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to Spotlight, in which we have discussion on global trade and its impact on India. The United States is set to implement a 50% tariff starting tomorrow, August 27, a move that is bound to shake up international commerce and global supply chains. With India being one of the fastest growing economies, questions arise about how a nation can safeguard its economic interests in the face of such steep protectionist measures. To help us understand the implications, we are joined in today by Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya, a distinguished economist and an expert in international trade policy. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
A.K.B., could you briefly explain the main rationale behind the U.S. decision to impose such a big or rather steep 50% tariff?
Well, you know, you have to go back in time a little bit, maybe 6 to 8 months back when Mr. Donald Trump came on to become the U.S. president for his second term. And he decided to use tariffs for clearly not just for only economic reasons, but also for determining his relationship with different countries. So tariff was being not just politicized, but even weaponized and used as kind of sanctions. He believed that the world has had a very good time with the U.S. having a tariff level which is very, very low, which is to be accepted. And other countries, including India, he called India the tariff king and all kind of things, they have been having a good time taking advantage of the open market in the U.S. Now, this is largely true, but it is also true that because of the low U.S. tariff, domestic economy in the U.S. thrived. There was less pressure on inflation on the U.S. economy, and the U.S. economy could actually develop its services sector, develop its technology sectors, and did not want to spend its resources, manpower and capital in low-cost manufacturing. So instead of investing money and resources there, it was happy to import stuff from various developing countries, including India and China, without any tariff. So it was giving a kind of a competitive advantage to the U.S. and the U.S. consumers, which was otherwise wouldn't have been had. Now, this was something that Mr. Trump ignored, and he decided that he must impose tariffs on every country. Now, India was one of the first countries which opened up and told the U.S. that let's have a tariff agreement over a period of time, that, you know, in which we reduce our tariff and you also have already reduced your tariff. But I think he was in a hurry and he decided to use the trade deficit level to create an approximate level of tariff on different countries. So on April 1, you will remember, he came out with a tariff which was linked to individual countries' trade deficit levels. But subsequent days, even while the Indian team and the U.S. trade team were negotiating hard on to bring out a trade agreement between the two countries, he announced tariff of 25% on India. Not just that, he used tariffs as a way of imposing sanctions on India because he believed that India is importing a lot of Russian crude oil, and that was fueling Russia's finances. Therefore, it was helping Russia to wage war against Ukraine. Little realizing that China was a bigger importer of Russian oil, and much of the oil that India was importing was processed and exported to developing countries, including even the U.S. So all these factors were lost sight of, but India was charged another 25% of tariff, so which is why what you said, that India is facing 50% tariff in all. I don't think it's a good thing for India's exporters, because many of India's exporting sectors
going to affect 60%.
Absolutely,
exports?
Absolutely. The only positive side to this is that India is not that export-oriented in economy. It's got a large domestic economy. It also has concluded some very nice agreements with
UK, UAE,
and Australia. It's being reviewed once again. It is reviewing its ASEAN agreement, and European Union agreement is on the cards. So all these things will probably mean that India will face problem with its exports to the U.S., But it is an opportunity in a world where multilateralism is almost dead. It can bring about and expedite the kind of domestic economic reforms that India badly needs.
What about inflationary pressure within the USA? Because all goods are going to cost quite a bit now, and inflation is bound to hit the US.
There is no doubt about it that when the tariff levels, since 1934, this is the highest tariff levels that the US has seen. Average tariff level in the US right now is around 18%. Now, for your information and the listeners' information, India's average tariff level is around 17%. So today, US is having an average tariff level, which is almost the same as India's tariff levels. And yet, India is being called a tariff king. Now, it will definitely have an impact on inflation level in the US domestic market. Already, things as simple as coffee, the prices have gone up. Garments, apparels, the prices have gone up. And it will have an impact on their overall monetary policy administration in the US. So if Mr. Trump is trying to tell to bring down the interest rates, it will not be an easy decision with inflation going up there. So I don't think it is going to be easy weeks ahead. It is going to be very, very difficult both for the US and the global economy. After all, USA is the world's largest economy.
So which sectors are likely to be most affected globally, and how might these ripple effects reach India?
Well, India is going to be affected. There's no doubt about it. India's textile sector will be affected. I would say that's one sector which will be hit hard, because with a 50% tariff over the MFN tariff, which means it will be something around 61 or 62%, will mean that India's competitive strengths vis-a-vis Bangladesh, vis-a-vis Vietnam, will be eroded substantially. And it is an employment, a manpower-intensive sector, so there will be impact on the jobs, particularly districts like Tirupur and Coimbatore, where a lot of these government units are located. They will have to look for alternative markets. Probably they will be, the clamor for more support for them will go up. So it will be the responsibility of the state governments as well as the central government to find out what is going wrong with their economic activities. Now, remember that almost 35 to 40% of our exports are accounted for by the small and medium enterprises. Now, if these small and medium enterprises have to shut shop or their exports are affected, they will certainly need some handholding and some support. I'm sure the government will be devising some ways to address their concerns. The second sector will be the marine food sector. The shrimps and other marine products, they will be affected. You can say that the availability of these garments and shrimps in India will increase, so therefore the domestic prices may come down, but it will not be the compensation in that sense. On the contrary, we have to use this as an opportunity to open up new markets, explore new markets, correct, and see in what way our exporters can guide their products to these new markets and keep the jobs intact.
You mentioned SMEs and farmers. The Prime Minister today assured them that no matter what, he will stand by them and he will ensure that he will protect their interest.
Duniya mein aarthik swarth wali rajniti sab koi apna karne mein laga hai. Usa hum bhali bhanti dekh rahe hain. Main Ahmedabad ki dharti se apne laghu udyamiyon se kahunga. मेरे छोटे-छोटे दुकानदार भाई-बहनों से कहूंगा, मेरे किसान भाइयों से कहूंगा, मेरे पशुपालक भाई-बहन से कहूंगा, और मैं गांधी की धरती पे से बोल रहा हूं, मेरे देश के लघु उद्यमी हो, किसान हो, पशुपालक हो, हर किसी के लिए मैं आपको बार-बार वादा करता हूं, मोदी के लिए आपके हित सर्वोपरि है. सरकार लघु उद्यमियों का, किसानों का, पशुपालकों का कभी भी अहित नहीं होने देंगे.
Mr. Bhattacharya, how could higher US tariffs affect India's trade balance and the value of the rupee?
A very important question. I think our exports will certainly suffer, and our imports will continue. So in that sense, our trade deficit, which is already very, very high, will get wider. To that extent, it will have an impact on our overall current account deficit. Fortunately, so far, our digital services are outside the purview of these tariffs. In a sense, the service exports are outside the purview of these tariff tantrums. But the latest statement by the US president that if a country is using digital taxes or digital rules like the data localization, then tariffs can be imposed on them as well. So there is a fear that our digital services and digital products should not come under me. That's something which is a worry. And therefore, we need to make sure that we strengthen our data systems. We need to strengthen our digital backbone, because our big strength, like China's strength, is to be their data, plus their strength is the rare earth. So for us, India's big strength is we don't have the rare earth. We have the world's largest data market. And as you know, the data is the new oil. And if we can use data as a lever of negotiation with the US, therefore it's a moment where new opportunities beckon us. At the same time, new challenges are going to face us. And we need to use this for expediting our reforms, the stalled reforms on the factor market and the land and the labor and the agricultural laws, and make sure that we get connected on stronger footing with the other markets in the world. Maybe we can engage with the comprehensive and progressive agreement on Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Let's talk about some policy and diplomatic response from India as safeguarding itself. So how will the diplomatic steps that India will take to safeguard itself, should it push for exemptions, bilateral talks, or greater engagement at the WTO?
I think, unfortunately, the multilateral trading order has taken a big hit. Today, nobody is talking about the World Trading Organization, which was created in 1995. And where the U.S. is completely doing things that are violative of the world trading order. So therefore, we cannot probably go back to the support system of a multilateral trading order. Instead, we should go in for either plurilateral trading arrangements or bilateral trading arrangements, which you mentioned, and get into a situation where we can develop those relationships and not ignore the linkages between investment and trade. This is an opportunity to get more investment into the country, make sure that we reduce our protective barriers, and make our MSME sector even more competitive by lowering of tariffs on raw materials and components, so that they can not only produce goods and services at lower cost for domestic markets, but also compete effectively in other non-US markets.
So do you think this is a new phase of protectionism?
No doubt about it. This is a new phase of protectionism. It's a new phase of a new world order. But my sense is that we need to know what is our strong points. And as I mentioned, the data is our biggest strength. We need to protect our data digital backbone. We need to protect and strengthen our digital services sector so that we can use that as a lever for further negotiations with any other country.
Thank you, Mr. Bhattacharya, for that insightful analysis. And on that note, we would like to thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on safeguarding national interests amidst US 50% tariff. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.